Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Haley.
I'm Grace.
And this is T2 Christian Women's Podcast, whose focus is studying and staying in God's Word with the goal of advancing our lives to teaching His truth. Mm-hmm. Before we get started, I want to preface, I'm a little congested at the moment.
Allergies, yeah.
Allergy season here in Oklahoma. Do my best. I'll do my best. Have some grace. Woo! Have some grace with me today, but
you guys.
All right. Last week, we debuted our first episode, All the Glory to God, and we pray that it is soul food for you as it is for us to continue and study and digest it all and applying it to our lives. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Well, you may not know that this actually should not have been our first episode. And here is why.
Yeah, so within our church family here, we have a program during this school year called Girls Huddle, and it starts in September, not August. On the first Wednesday of every month, the teen girls meet and study God's Word together by memorizing scripture, diving deep into His Word. We complete a craft and or activity, and then we share a meal together before 7 p.m. when worship begins with the entire church body. The theme for this year is Woman of God, and the passage of the year is Titus 2, which encourages the older women to mentor the younger women, teaching and training them to develop into godly women. The aim is to help our teen girls develop into mature women of God by the mentorship of godly women within the church body. So, each month, a different mentor comes and teaches the girls their topic within Titus 2. And nonetheless, these lessons are not just for teen girls, because even adults can glean soulfully good wisdom from the mentors that come. And since the theme of this year started in September, we have two mentors that were before our lesson. So speaking of mentors, for the next episode on the podcast, we will be bringing in the mentors and interviewing them so that you get to know them, glean wisdom from them, and be encouraged too. This week, we have a special woman who has mentored us over the years, way back yonder when we were in our youth group days. And she continues to mentor others towards Christ and His Word. She has a passion for teaching teen girls, and we are byproducts of that passion. She also has some great sense of humor. Ladies and gentlemen that may be viewing, please welcome Tina Pinot, otherwise known as TP, which has nothing to do with toilet paper. But here she is. TP, welcome to the podcast. What's good?
Well, thank you. You know, God is good. This podcast is good. You girls are good. There's a lot of good things. There's a lot of good things going on, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And obviously Grace likes to call me TP because of obvious reasons. She thinks it's funny. Uh-huh. You know, she likes to use my initials and make it sound funny. And it is pretty funny. You know, we like to riff off each other. That's good. I like that. But I just can't think of a good, you know, nickname for your initials. You know, GS, what am I going to do with that? There's just nothing funny I can do with that. But.
Garage but, sale?
That's a good one. Garage sale. That's
I
your,
love
that's
thrifting.
Your new nickname. But I do like to call her Gracie Lou sometimes. Sometimes Gracie Lou Freebush, you know, from like Miss Congeniality.
And a hot coat. Just a warm coat.
Is that a quote from the movie?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
All I need is a light jacket.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then, of course, Haley, I like to call Hey Hey. And it's not because it's from the dumb chicken from Moana. You know,
it's okay if it is.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're dumb. It just goes really well. With you know, Hey Hey, it goes well. So, but I just thank you for that warm introduction. I really do appreciate that. You know, you warned me I might be a little emotional with what you said. And, you know, I just really appreciate those kind words. I appreciate you guys. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to you guys for having me here. I just want to let y'all know how proud I am of you guys for what you're doing, not only through this podcast, but just the example that you're setting for these younger girls. You know, and you probably feel like you're not much older than them because you're not. You're not a whole lot like me. I'm much older, but you guys are still younger. But they really look up to that next generation, you know, that the girls, you know, y'all are in your 20s and you're just that perfect example for them. So I know they really appreciate you, and I really appreciate you guys a lot as well.
Thanks. So humbling.
All right, Tina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
She said Tina, not TP that time. That's good.
We're gonna get back in there.
It'll be back and forth. That's I'll okay. keep you on your toes. Okay.
Well, as you know, I'm the church secretary here at Choctaw. I get to have the blessing of working with a church and in the church. Marty, our minister here, likes to call it working in the kingdom. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. It's just a beautiful thought to know that we're actually working in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And it being here has given me this great opportunity to get to work with the teen girls. You know, I'm already here, so it just gives me this opportunity to work and serve with them. And I love that. And it's been mm-hmm. such a blessing to me. Just a little more about me. I've been married 25 years. I've got two pretty much grown daughters. They're pretty, but they're also pretty much grown. You know, Jamie's a senior now. She's going to graduate high school this year. My oldest daughter, Ashlyn, and her son, Landon, are going to have my first grandchild. I'm so super excited about that. I cannot wait. So it's another little girl, so we're keeping the girl tradition going in our family. Yes. And she should be here in the spring, so I'm just really excited about that.
Such a great new chapter in your life. Yes. I love that for you.
Thank you.
So, you mentioned earlier that you love to mentor our teen girls here at Choctaw. So when was that moment that mentoring younger ladies became a passion for you?
Well, I'd say I saw this saying on Facebook a few years back, and it said, be the person who you needed when you were young. Mm-hmm. And that really just meant a lot to me, because I had a little bit of a rough childhood, and from that stemmed a lot of insecurities. And I think to be able to use that to minister to these young ladies and help them, it really drove me to want to encourage them, to help them stay away from those insecurities, find their security in Christ, who they are in Christ, mm-hmm. show them the love of Christ, and to show them how much God loves them as their father. And then I just feel like that has really just drove this passion, and God has given me this gift, and I'm able to use it to hopefully encourage them and bring honor to God through that as well.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of Girls Huddle, when did it begin and why was this ministry started?
So Girls Huddle actually started way back when, it's been a while. We actually used to be called Teen Girls Bible Study. It wasn't even called Girls Huddle at the time. And we used to meet on a Saturday morning at Carrie Perkins' house. And you remember that because you were there actually uh-huh. as a youth member at the time. She was young. I actually have some pictures of that. This one, you can see me. It's not the best picture of us, but you can see you sitting in the swing on the porch. And I'm standing there, so you can kind of see us there a little bit. Aww. Here's one of you, like, just sitting on it. We went to go visit, like, some shut-ins and elderly people. You're sitting there on the couch.
My God.
I got one of you eating.
Yeah! Something for the people that are listening on Apple or Spotify, you can't see these pictures, but... something to know about Tina is she always gets you the most off guard in pictures.
Most candid.
Don't
moments.
Get the girls started on that, because they give me such a hard time about how pictures I take.
It's just the timing. Your timing's a little off.
It's impeccable.
I just like to, you know, in the action, I like to get things as they're going, as they're moving. Yeah.
It's funny to look back on now that I'm an adult, and I look back at when I was 17, 16.
But you have those memories preserved. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. I'm staring at you.
You are just very serious.
Right.
Really dedicated to that. And this is one that I don't think you were in that picture, but that was one of those times meeting at Carrie Perkins, and we were all kind of in a circle praying together. So
that is awesome.
And then, so I got to give a little backstory. So we went. So you weren't there at the time, obviously, when we had when it was called Teen Girls Bible Study. We had a youth minister that came along at the time, and he changed it what was called Guys and Girls Huddle, and he did Guys Huddle. And he asked, if, since I was here as secretary, it worked out well. I asked if I'd want to work with the girls and do Girls Huddle, which, you know, I loved it. You know, I had that passion and that desire. So we turned it into what's now called Girls Huddle, and Haley wasn't here way back when it was Teen Girls Bible Study, but you came along when it was Girls Huddle, and you have been a big part of that as well. So I do have some pictures of that.
Oh, that's so fun.
I think this might be more of the summer program we do.
That was out of Eden.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're making a pie there.
Yes. I love looking at these pictures, because now most of those girls, I'm mentoring them, but at the time, they were my friends.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to, like, go through that transition of, like, now... they're looking up to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the time, we were just friends. We were hanging out together. And now I'm graduated, an adult, and now they're looking up to me.
Yeah.
And that's just such an awesome thing to experience.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And you said you came in. Where
I was like, I think I came in 2021 was when I started coming to Choctaw. I got more involved in 2022 when I was 17, I believe. I'm now 20. And now I'm a mentor, which is just so, it's just so awesome to watch kind of happen. Yeah. I watch all these girls grow up from 13 and now they're all seniors in high school. It's just such a beautiful
thing. It's a great thing, yeah. I have one here of you, like you're making a pie with Miss Judy Van Curen.
Yes. She was helping you. I love that apron. That apron was so cute. I loved it.
I love it.
I think this was at one of the God's Girls conferences.
Oh, yeah. That was like one of the first things that I really got to go to. And that was so much fun for me. Yeah.
Always uplifting.
Yes.
Then I just had kind of an overall, but I don't think you guys were even in the youth group at this time, but this was just like an overall picture of girls huddles, and I had a good picture of them actually huddling and a prayer, so it was beautiful. So yes, this is a great thing.
I love that we get to kind of like look back at where this all started and like watch us, we've gone through it, we've watched it grow, we've got to help with it grow. That's just such a beautiful and uplifting thing.
It is, yeah. And now, like I said, it's grown into this big thing. I mean, it went, we now have these girls huddle that we meet on a Wednesday night. So we went from that Saturday morning now to Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. It just seemed to make sense because the girls were already coming here for their Wednesday night 7 o'clock classes. So so I was like, let's just have them come here a little early. We'll meet at 4:15 and we'll have a little extra Bible study. We try to keep it short, like Debo, and then do crafts and games and just more fun and fellowship together. And then we get to come together and have dinner. Now we get to, the guys are in on it, so we have everybody comes together for dinner at dinner time. And then we just go right into our 7 o'clock classes. So it's just been a wonderful thing. I think it's really took off and grown since we've been doing it on Wednesdays. We have about 20 moms and girls now that come. So it's a beautiful thing. And I really love it. And it's a blessing to me. I love being a part of that. And you girls have obviously, like you said, y'all have been a big part of that program. And to now see you guys turn around and be mentors to them, like that's what it's all about. It's just continuing to grow and share that faith. And, and now, you know, hopefully these girls will be able to do that for the next generation as well. So it's a great thing.
Yes. All right. So you mentioned about women of God, and that's the topic for this study. What prompted you to want to do this study? And tell us some more about it.
So in Girls Huddle, we cover a lot of topics. Like I said, since we only go through the school year, we're changing every school year. And we'll do different biblical textual studies or different topical studies. Last year we did Knit Together in Love, which is based off of Colossians 2:2, just really driving home the idea of unity, you know, and we really studied that a lot. In the past, I've been the only sole teacher. So I thought, well, if we did this Titus 2:3-5, we could bring in other older women from the congregation and to teach these younger women. So it's not just me teaching all the time. Give them a break, give me a break. You know, it's a win-win for everyone. But I just thought this was such a great section of passage that we have in Titus 2:3-5 concerning these older women teaching the younger. And I just thought, if we had all these different women come in of all ages, you know, come in, you from the younger girls, we got ladies in their 70s, and they're coming in and they're teaching on these different subjects. And, you know, you're going to have, the next one we had was Leslie teaching on gossip. I think you're going to have her in at some point. And then you guys taught the last one on teaching what is good. You just took that little section of scripture, teaching what is good, what's good, and inspiring the podcast, like you said, is a great thing. And then we have other women that's going to come in throughout this season and teach on the different various topics from that little section of scripture, like how to take care of their homes and their families and what submissiveness means.
Yes.
And just all these wonderful things that are taught in this, three verses of scripture. But that's all we're focusing on throughout this whole study are those three verses. And just so much that we can glean, so much wisdom we can, and just have these other ladies come in and teach them what it means to be a woman of God.
Mm-hmm. So what topic did you mentor the girls with? Because like you said, only three verses, but there's so much packed in there.
Yeah.
So which topic did you?
So I really just kind of did a kickoff study, kind of gave them an overview of what the whole season was going to be about, kind of introduced the idea and kind of told them about some of the women that's going to come in and the subjects that they were going to teach. Interestingly enough, we really did in that first lesson, we focused a lot on teaching what is good, and how the older women can come in and teach the younger. Well, that was a lot of our focus during that study, the initial study. And how through all this, the main thing, how we can bring glory and honor to God through that. I think you guys talked about that some in your first episode about how you can, I think you used a different version, you know, is not malign the word of God, mm-hmm. or had a different word or something that
reviled.
Reviled, yeah. So how to not revile or malign the word of God. I think you even said it means to not bring blasphemy to
the word. Yeah, the word reviled ultimately means blaspheme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And that's what we do not want to do. We want, and the opposite of that is, well, to bring honor to mm-hmm. God. And that's what we want to really drive home through these lessons. And I really focused on that. Mm-hmm. And that first study was how we can bring honor to God through that. Through these teachings. So we just really focused on that concept of teaching and what it means to teach. So I'll ask you guys the same question that I posed to the girls. Like, what do you think of when you think of the word teaching? What does that bring to mind to you?
Yeah. For me, I have to think of this quote. Basically, your life is a lesson that you teach. And in school, you study to take a test. But in life, you take a test and then you study from it. And so when I think of teaching, I think of it is the byproduct of all the tests that we've taken within our lives. And that could be good results. That could be bad results. But it's how we teach people about those results. Mm-hmm. Something that I think about is in James, where it says when you're a teacher, you are getting judged more strictly.
Yes.
So when we're teaching something, we got to know our information. We got to know it. But we also got to be living it out our lives, too, because we don't want to be hypocrites with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Whenever I think of it, I think of, while I'm in school, I'm a server and a server trainer at Olive Garden. I love it there. I love working there. But I am a trainer. And so whenever I think of teaching, I think of my job. I think of what I do. I teach servers to be a great server. Mm-hmm. So I think of how whenever I teach and I'm telling them all these rules and the ways to do things, but then the next week I'm on as a server. Mm-hmm. I'm the same as them. Mm-hmm. If I am not doing what I teach, what does that say about what I was teaching them the week before? Mm-hmm. Does that say that this is not important? Is it like, if I'm not practicing what I teach, what does that show my servers? And then you can bring that into like, life, when we are teaching the young girls or we're teaching anybody about the word of God and we're not living that out, what does that say about what we're teaching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great example. That's a great way to put it, because it's the same thing you said we're doing in the church. You know, mm-hmm. we're teaching, we're living those examples out. I think with these young girls, they're young, and so a lot of them, they're middle school, high school, and they're thinking, oh, teaching, I got to learn, I got to go to school, and they might consider that boring, they might think it's boring. But I just kind of really, through the study, I really wanted to teach them that the teaching of the gospel itself is a beautiful thing, and the teaching of God's word, especially if we're looking at it from the aspect of building a relationship with Christ and growing in our faith. Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted to put this emphasis on that these are physical lessons that are being lived out by these women, these older women. It's not just a lecture or a test that you're going to get in school. So we can obviously have classes and studies like we're doing with the Girls Huddle, which is great because we're learning things. But the real way that they're going to learn is by seeing these older women living and acting this out, just much like you said with your serving and teaching and the examples that you could set. So they're going to see these lived out by these women, and that's the main goal of this study is for these older women to teach the younger and to see them lived out by these examples in their lives and to show that next generation the same grace and mercy that God offers to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Paul, the author of the book in this letter that he wrote to Titus, puts a big emphasis on teaching and encourages Titus many ways throughout the letter to teach the people he was left to instruct on that island of Crete. Mm-hmm. Prior to being on this island, he traveled with Paul, preaching and teaching the gospel. He was discipled and taught by Paul, and from Paul's mentorship, he grew and learned to teach the gospel as well. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like in 2 Corinthians 8:23, it reaffirms this idea when Paul calls Titus his partner and fellow helper, emphasizing Titus's close relationship with Paul in ministry. And it says, "As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. And as for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ."
Yes, and Titus 2:15 encourages this idea further, that you must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them, which I'm going to go ahead and read Titus 2:15 real quick. "Declare these things and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you." Exhort also means encourage as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think that's why Titus was to teach these older men and women here in the congregation, to teach the younger generation, not only to teach, but to teach and encourage, as this verse says. So I think that's, you know, you need to be an encouragement to them, live that example according to that verse. And this example and encouragement, I think it's so key to the body of Christ to be living and acting these out physically through their lives.
Mm-hmm. And after Paul gives the instructions for the older men and women to mentor the younger, we read Titus 2:11-14, and it says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works."
And that brings us back to the verse Titus 2:15, which I will read again. It says, "You teach these things and encourage the believers to do them," which my version says, "Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you."
Yeah, we do see this emphasis on why we do this, and it's because of the grace of God and his salvation that he brings to us. So he really seems to drive that point home. He gave us this life free from sin, and so we can be now totally committed to doing these good deeds that are listed out here in the scripture. Now this can be our focus. We're free from sin, we have salvation, now we can be committed to these good deeds, to live out the scripture and be an example to the younger, and even for the younger to live them out as well. So doing what God instructs in his word, and that's part of what these older women are teaching the younger, and what we can learn from the older women as well.
Yes, ma'am. And in Titus 3:8, it says, "This saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people."
When he says this is a trustworthy saying, it comes after Paul reminds Titus and the church that they once were foolish and disobedient and misled. But then reminds him about Jesus' sacrifice, that we are saved by God's mercy, kindness, and love.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he's saying, teach these things because we all messed up and we've all sinned, but we are now new in Christ, and these are beneficial for us in doing good for our families and in the church.
Yeah, it's so true. You're right, because this, once again, we see Paul kind of tying in this grace and this salvation as to the reason why Titus is encouraged to teach these things, and that the church today is still encouraged to teach them as well because of that benefit that we see there. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted these girls to see that through these lessons and throughout the study, that we're going to see how Titus was given this specific task to teach the older and younger men and women alike. Of course, we're just focusing on the women part for our study, but the older are to teach the younger and to grow and mature into this complete faithful woman of God. Mm-hmm. And then we get to grow in the process too, which is such a great and beautiful thing. It's the hope that we can bring the encouragement to this whole body of Christ. If we're all acting out and living this out, and the older women are teaching the younger, you know, this brings encouragement to the entire body of Christ, especially what we're trying to do here at the church in Choctaw. Mm-hmm. When you say, like, when you're preparing for a Bible study or preparing to teach a lesson, that you learn probably more from it than anybody else, like, you learn so much from that. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes. I think for whenever Grace and I were preparing for our last episode, it was just so exciting to, like, learn everything. Because there's so much that I didn't, like, fully understand. Like, yes, I understood the submit and the purity and the self-control part of it. Like, I understood that. I knew that was everything we needed to do. But it was just so interesting to, like, deep dive into it. And then now I'm preparing for more episodes of this podcast. Yeah. And then a conference that some of the younger girls are putting on here in January. Mm-hmm. They asked me to teach, and I'm just so excited that, like, I get to learn some more things.
It's a great thing, yeah. I love that.
It's truly, I don't know, for me, when I get to study, it's so humbling because you think you know it, and then he takes you a little bit deeper.
Learn so much more every time.
Like, it feels like a treasure gold mine. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Well, what's that movie? The one where it has Nicolas Cage and it's National Treasure.
National Treasure?
It just feels like National Treasure where you just keep digging. Yeah. And it's complete. You don't steal a declaration, but...
It's a treasure nonetheless, right?
Yes. It really is.
And a great thing to find.
Yeah, and as you study, and even by yourself or when you're with other people, you learn from them too, because they might be in a different walk with Christ than you are. Mm-hmm. And so they bring you along their journey or their wisdom or their experience. And it preps you, and you get to glean from it. And it's so humbling, and it's so rewarding when the teen girls are like, hey, can you teach for us?
Right.
It's like, you want me to? Really?
That's exactly how I felt whenever the girls asked me to teach for their conference that they are setting up, which, by the way, I'm so proud of them for doing that.
Great thing.
Like, they're just young teenage girls, and they're like, I want to do this. I want to get out there and do that.
Next generation.
And then they came up to me and were like, would you like to teach for that? And I was like,
Well, that's what I'm saying. They really look up to that next generation.
Right.
So I think you guys can be such a good influence on them, and you are. And so I think you're doing a great job. I think obviously
continue that.
Yeah. But yeah, from that, I mean, we can obviously see the benefit of being of teaching as much as it is to be taught. So it can be beneficial for both ways. You know, it's such a great thing.
So we see Titus is to teach, and why he is to. But what is he to teach?
Well, he's to teach what is good, according to that passage. What's good, right?
Full credits. Just kidding.
Just have a little logo.
Well, this teaching what is good, it's this sound doctrine, this teaching of Christ, and these specific tasks that are given to the men and women that they're learning and teaching, that's what's good. It is a good thing. And we see this directly from the text itself. Because of the teaching, it actually says, because of this teaching, the younger men will be trained to be self-controlled, pure, etc. But they are, and then he goes on to say that they are to teach what is good, and so train. And I think you guys even mentioned this in your original episode. Mm-hmm. You know, we were really focusing on that idea just to continue to train and teach, and it just goes on, and it's just this beautiful cycle that we just, you know, from generation to generation. So... And you two guys did a wonderful job in your original episode about breaking down what each of these mean and how we're to learn from them and train the younger women in those areas. And doing all this, you know, all that we're doing brings honor to God. And I've said that, and that's going to, and I'll continue to say that, because that was a really big focus in our original study. And I think it's the main focus of this overall study, is to bring honor to God through all of this.
Yeah. So... we come back to the question of what's good. What does it mean to teach what is good?
Well, thankfully, I think Paul left no doubt in this point, because over and over throughout this book of Titus, it's a letter that he wrote to Titus to encourage and teach him as well. He returns to the same point over and over throughout this letter. He says, faithful teaching of the gospel will result in lives overflowing with love for Jesus and for others. You know, we see that in this book. We see it in Titus 1:1 and 2:1. 2:11 through 12, I think you read some of that earlier, 3:8. Mm-hmm. And we won't read all of these, but I did want to see if one of you guys would read Titus 1:1.
Yes, I have that right here for you, Titus 1:1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness.
So we can see right from the very beginning of this letter that Paul wrote to Titus that he himself was sent to proclaim this faith and teach the truth and to teach this gospel and to teach people to live godly lives themselves or for themselves. And this is the theme through the letter. We see this a lot, you know, teaching people, men and women alike, to live godly lives. And he encourages Titus to do that. Titus encourages the church that he's in charge of there on the island of Crete, as you said earlier. He's teaching them. And then we have that example for the church today. Mm-hmm. You know, we're to teach and do the same. So it's written down in scripture for us to learn, obviously, as well. And like I said, the church has continued to be encouraged to do the same. I gotta get a drink.
Everybody take a quick a little swig.
I can edit that out, hopefully.
Bloopers.
Tina's like
race course. Continue on. Yeah.
So we'll ask another question to it. What is the underlying reason for this? What's the point?
So we can see the obvious lesson if we were to look at, okay, yeah, we could say older women are to teach the younger. That's the obviously first lesson. And it is important. We need that. And I think that's what we're trying to learn through this study. But I think the whole point of the study, and I go back to that again, it's this bringing honor to God through all this. And just not malign that word of God, right, or revile. Mm-hmm. And I think that the whole study can be wrapped up at the end of Titus 2:5 when it says that by doing these things that we will bring honor to God.
Would you say that this means we can bring honor to God, bring honor to the teachings of God, honor God's word, and what he teaches throughout scripture, what specifically here, what we learn about to become a woman of God?
Yeah, absolutely. And to add to that, Titus 2:10 says that we adorn the doctrine of God. Well, doctrine means teachings, right? And adorn means to put on. So we're actually putting on the teachings of God when we do that. And that's by living these teachings out in our lives. It means to make these teachings of God attractive and believable through the way that we live. It's about living in a way that reflects values and principles of this Christian faith and making the gospel appealing to others. Like, what's this about? Why do you live your life this way? Why do you live it differently? So it's like living that gospel out and for people to see that and make it appealing to them. It's not just this superficial embellishment, but it's this genuine transformation of our lives, and that testifies to the truth of God's word. Mm-hmm. It's about living out these instructions in our lives, and then what we're going to hopefully learn throughout this whole study of Titus 2 through these verses here. Mm-hmm.
So doing this, we will live in a way that reflects wholesome teaching, as Titus 2:1 says, and we will live in a way that honors God, as Titus 2:5 tells us to do.
Yes, and I think that brings us back to this point, the purpose of living out these instructions in our lives and how this whole study can be summed up in just living and honoring God through our lives. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's what we can do. I hope we can all learn in this whole season of Girls Huddle. I hope the girls learn that, that we can learn to bring honor to God through our lives. And each of these women that are going to come in over this whole course of the study, they're going to be adding a little more to that and helping them grow in their faith. And we're all going to learn just a little bit more as each section of that passage comes along. And hopefully they're going to be growing in their faith and we're all going to grow from it. And that way our lives will reflect honor and glory to God as we learn to become that woman of God.
Speaking of reflecting God's glory, that makes me think of Matthew 5:16, which it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven." I hope that we can continue to learn how to live and offer our good works to honor God throughout the rest of this study.
Yeah, and that's my hope and that's my prayer for these girls, for all of us, for the young ladies. As we go through this study, we can learn to grow in these areas and we can bring honor to our homes, our families, the church itself, and of course, most of all, to God. That's my hope for this study.
All the glory to God.
All the glory to God. Well, thank you, Tina, so much for joining us today on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank you, I hope that we get to continue to do this and we give all glory to God for this. And Lord willing, we will continue to make these podcasts happen.
Well, thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. All right. If you guys are watching on YouTube, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts now and Spotify if you would like to check us out on there. But if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can find us on YouTube at Choctaw Church of Christ YouTube page.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. All right. This is T2. I'm Grace.
I'm Haley.
And we're signing off. Continue to stay and study in God's Word. Stay there. Study. Y'all know what I mean. Bye.
Great. And cut.